Aristocrat wins round one in IP theft fight with Light and Wonder. In a significant legal victory for Aristocrat Technologies, a Nevada court has granted a preliminary injunction against rival Light and Wonder, effectively halting the commercialization of its gaming product, Dragon Train. This decision comes amid allegations that Dragon Train closely resembles Aristocrat's own Dragon Link series, raising serious concerns over intellectual property, IP, theft. The lawsuit was initiated by Aristocrat in March 2023, citing multiple claims against Light and Wonder. The core of the allegations revolves around the misappropriation of IP, including copyrighted audiovisual elements and game mechanics that Aristocrat argues have been imitated in Dragon Train. The complaint also highlights deceptive trade practices and raises questions about the involvement of former Aristocrat executives now at Light and Wonder. The outcome of this case could set important precedents regarding IP protections and executive movements within the gaming industry. Among those implicated are Emma Charles and Lloyd Sefton, two former designers at Aristocrat who played pivotal roles in developing Dragon Link. Their transition to Light and Wonder has drawn scrutiny as they are accused of leading the development of Dragon Train while allegedly utilizing proprietary knowledge from their time at Aristocrat. This connection adds another layer to the ongoing dispute and underscores the complexities involved in talent migration within the gaming industry. On September 23, Aristocrat expressed confidence following the court's ruling, indicating that it is extremely likely to succeed in proving that Light and Wonder misappropriated its trade secrets during the development process of Dragon Train. The preliminary injunction temporarily prohibits any continued or planned sale or leasing of this product by Light and Wonder. Light and Wonder plans appeal. In response to the court's decision, Light and Wonder announced plans to appeal. The company maintains that it will continue pursuing its financial goals despite this setback. Specifically, it reiterated its target for a consolidated adjusted EBITDA of $1.4 billion by 2025, asserting that pre-ruling estimates indicated Dragon Train would contribute less than 5% toward this amount. The implications of this ruling extend beyond immediate financial concerns for Light and Wonder. It raises broader questions about competitive practices within the gaming sector. As companies vie for market share and innovation becomes increasingly critical, protecting IP is paramount. This case serves as a reminder of how closely guarded proprietary information can influence not only individual companies but also industry standards as a whole. Light and Wonder's commitment to mitigating potential disruptions caused by this ruling reflects an awareness of both operational challenges and market expectations. The company has indicated plans to move forward with several key initiatives aimed at offsetting any adverse impacts stemming from the injunction.